Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Oleska Rivera. And what I wanted to cover with Oleska now was her involvement in the civic activities. As we've said a number of times throughout this program, she is the president of the PRMA, the Puerto Rico Manufacturers Association. So maybe we've got to start there. I know you're involved in a lot of few other things. Start there. How long have you been with the PRMA, and how the decision to accept this position? And have you been, 3 months?
Since June.
Okay.
Since June.
So how have you found things?
Like everything that is new, you see something from the outside. You have to. This is just like if you're in the theater. Something is what you see when you're part of the audience, and one thing is if you're an actor. So now I'm one of the main actors in this new role. So I have a lot of work. I really have a lot of work. I'm trying to make a difference because I think this is a moment where we can't go and continue doing the same things because we are going to get the same results.
Right.
So we have to change things and get a different result. And we have presented, in fact, we have decided to make it such a difference that we have presented the candidates to the governor position some tactics. And we say, we can't keep on studying. We have to do something.
Yeah.
And we are giving you 10 recommendations. And these 10 recommendations can get you this place. And they have all been endorsed.
Okay.
And we did work hard to get these 10 points. It's just not 10 points that we just thought.
That was developed over, a year period, 2 year period?
They were developed in 2 months.
2 months, wow.
But
I was impressed with those 10. I mean,
but you know what it is, Jorge, that when this is what we live, this is an everyday thing. The situations that Danosa has, or the situations that another company may have, Los Cidrines, basically are the same. We're living the same situation. Okay. So the same challenges are easy to say, we need this, how are we gonna get it? So in these 2 months, what we're saying is, these are the things we need, we all know what we need, it's just how, a matter of how. So we have come up with some ideas of how.
The problem is we've been studying and studying. They all been saying the same thing, and now executing.
The execution is the problem. Well, we've been saying this is how we can execute it, and we need you to endorse it, whether you're in majority or whether you're in minority.
Don't sabotage it if you're in the minority.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And they have endorsed it. I am betting on their loyalty to Puerto Rico, and wherever they are, I hope they will be endorsing them.
The position that you have is 2 years?
It's 2 years.
2 years.
So I have 2 years. So, and I've told them also that I have 2 years.
I'm going to be here. You
know? I have 2 years.
so
you're going to hear from me.
You looked me in the eye. You promised. And you're going to.
You promised that I'm going to tell you. Promised on such and such a date.
Right. And what are
you know what? I've learned that all these candidates, they are really compromised. They're compromised, and they know that we have to do something for Puerto Rico urgently.
Right. No, I think they're scared.
And whoever is elected has a great challenge.
Yeah.
And all the help they can get, they will need it.
Yeah,
I think if we're giving them a big help, a big head start, we're telling them exactly where they have to amend a law to make this happen. And I'm sure that somebody that is in need will take advantage of
these.
Right.
And what are the of these 10? What are the ones that excite
you the
most?
Well, one of them is something that affects all of us: energy cost. We've told them what we think we should do. Some things the government now has started, like considering natural gas, but we have to change the structure in Energía Eléctrica. The power company. We do have to make some changes, and we have to work together, and we have to have. We have to have the voluntad to get this done. We have, we're talking about local companies. Why buy products that are produced in Puerto Rico? Why bring them from somewhere else if you have them here? And that will create jobs. All our recommendations are based on creation of jobs and making a better environment for investment.
And not only did the government buy it, but I think we as Puerto Ricans
as Puerto
have to be
Ricans,
much more
we
loyal
have
to our
be
products.
Loyal to our products. And not because only it's made here. It's because it's important to Puerto Rico
right.
for us to purchase what is produced here. We have to realize that every dollar that is produced here, and if you purchase it, you leave 70 cents in Puerto Rico.
Right.
Otherwise, you send Puerto Rico 70 cents to some other place and make them rich.
Right,
and that's
right.
something that you have to decide. Either you make your country rich or you make somebody else rich.
Right.
And that's why we're saying now that it's time to return the rico, which is rich, to back to Puerto Rico.
Okay, that's a great thing.
So we're saying, vamos a devolverle el rico a nuestro Puerto Rico.
Okay. And in terms of the, because you were involved with also the Puerto Rico Products Association.
Yes, I've been in Puerto Rico Products. I'm in, I'm part of the board of the Construction Association. I'm part of the board of the James Turn Community Library. I'm very active in different other situations, mm-hmm. different other organizations, mm-hmm. because I think this is a complement of everything. To be in business, you can't only do business. You have to do business and help others. This is our mechanism or our way to help others.
And in terms of those 10, what other you mentioned, is it taxes? I think have to do with, you know, and I know some people.
You know, it's not going to cost the government. That's the best thing. It's not costing the government. It's just asking the government to let us do things. We're asking them to for the private sector to be the liaison between investment companies coming to Puerto Rico. Give it to the private sector. We can sell
promote
Puerto Rico, I think, better than the government.
Yeah, you know, in the old days, I mean, I spent a lot of time on that, and I think my listeners may have heard this before, but we had a group of people that did the promotion, and what Fomento at that time, now Pritco, they basically got together the entities and the persons throughout the states who were interested in considering in Puerto Rico, and then we would go, a banker, and I would go as a tax exemption 936, 931 expert, and we'd give the talk, and basically it was the private sector that gave the promotional talk, and we organized where those were going to be held. They were usually, ideally, at the Coca-Cola facility or the Eli Lilly facility or what have you throughout the different parts of the United States. And we actually paid for the cocktail, you know, after if Coca-Cola didn't do it. But it was really a public-private partnership that we had. But the promotion, I remember that all of them, whether it was Dubon or it was Colorado or whether they would just step up and say, we're going to allow
the
private
sector to look.
These people
are businessmen.
Yeah, they want to listen to the
business
people.
And when you look back, those that have success or have had success are business people.
Right, right.
And they know how to talk to other business people.
And
that's what we're trying. That's what we're saying.
The best part of those presentations, which is along what you're just saying, the best part of the presentation was the testimonial where the Coca-Cola or the Eli Lilly or
you can see
whatever
it
was, they
we're
would
not
they,
just
somebody
telling
would go and they
say,
this is what we've had, this is what we've dealt, this is the benefit. And they were often very frank about some of the things that were still necessary, whether it was the labor, so there's some lot of surprises in the labor area, things could be improved, or they would say the energy costs are higher than they should be. Way back then, I mean, you know, that's one of the sad things, as you're saying. Most of these things aren't really new. But they came across being very frank.
There's a lot of things that are not new. It's just that action has not been taken. And, for instance, listen, there's the Real Estate Investment Trust is something that can bring investment to Puerto Rico, local investment. And we're telling them exactly where they have to amend the law to make it attractive. We're talking about creating an affiliate to Banco Gubernamental de Fomento where they can buy preferred securities from local companies, sell them in bonds, bring investment to Puerto Rico, and give a heads up to companies that want to grow. And it's not venture capital. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about new business, good business.
You know, I'm going to have to invite you back to go over in more detail these things.
Good.
And because I've run out of time. I want to.
Well, I really appreciate you inviting me and
I want to thank you for joining me. I want to thank you for sharing with the audience your development as a person, as a professional, as a civic leader. And I want to congratulate you for what you've achieved. And I wish you all the best in both as the Puerto Rico manufacturers and in Danosa.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye.